Jensen, you mentioned this certainly earlier in the program here in the National League when it comes to the Cy Young. And Zach Wheeler feels like a name that might be taking on a little bit of steam at this point here. Paul Skeens, certainly not his best days here recently. Shohei Ohtani drifted back in the marketplace here. When you look at a guy like Wheeler, and we know how tough this market is in the National League specifically to handicap, what do you like about the number? Do you think it's a good number at this juncture?
I don't know necessarily if I like it or I dislike it, but it was an intriguing article by Aaron Moore, one of our great contributors there at VSiN.com. If you are a VSiN Pro subscriber, you saw that this was a feature that Bill AD had included in the email. And I just wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive to see what Aaron felt. And I think he's on to something here where when you look at it since joining the Phillies in 2020, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase here from Aaron's article, Zach Wheeler has received Cy Young votes five times, including two second place finishes. He's currently 8-1 with a 2.03 ERA, and at 30-1, Aaron says it feels like this is, you know, one of those spots where there's a lot of juice behind Wheeler, not only in the statistics, but also in the national media. And he does bring up a point you and I also love to look at, too. Narrative-based awards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jacob Mizorowski has had a phenomenal season. Should he be over a $2 betting favorite? I think that's a little rich for my blood. I get where the statistics are. But how many times, Dave, have we seen a closing crescendo from a big name, and we are just a year removed from Zach Wheeler entering the later portion of the second half of the season before the injury, where he was in very much that front runner conversation for the Cy Young Award? Again, we look at teams where they're trending upwards. If you're in the top echelon, you're going to get a lot of not only local but national media exposure. And that sort of plays into where Aaron Moore is looking at not only what the number is at 30-1, what the statistics are so far, but also where you are getting talked about, that name recognition, etc. I like his rationale. Taking a stab on a guy at 30-1 in that ilk, absolutely can understand why you'd want to make the investment, if nothing more than this is pretty cool. If you've got a free bet out there, as Aaron kind of alludes to, if you have a boost that you can take that number and make it an even longer price, I think that's unique in that National League Cy Young market.
In the American League MVP, and obviously with Aaron Judge, in his absence, it looked like as long as he had stayed healthy, he was going to win that award. He's drifted to 250-1, obviously, with all this time that he's missed. And Yordan Alvarez has just stepped into the gap here, minus $1.55 now here on DraftKings to win this award, odds on. I guess the concern would be, would they trade Alvarez before the trade deadline, potentially to a National League team? Like, Jensen, that is one thing. If you're looking to bet Alvarez, you should be a little bit leery of not knowing what the future holds there in H-Town.
So the name that I want to bring up is Junior Caminero of the Tampa Bay Rays, on an absolute heater in his own right now. Homers in four consecutive games. Tampa Bay back into first place by virtue of a sweep over the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Yankees getting swept in a four-game sweep at the hands of their arch rival in the Boston Red Sox. Junior Caminero sitting at 20-1 right now on DraftKings. And the names in front of him, you mentioned Yordan, who is odds on right now at $1.55. Nick Hertz has been fantastic, plus 250. Bobby Witt Jr. right now, Dave, according to Fangraphs, the highest offensive wins above replacement of any position player in the American League. He's at 4.3. Yordan is at 3.6. Junior Caminero is at 2.8. Now, I bring it up because in the same, you know, kind of idea that Aaron Moore was looking at Zach Wheeler in the national narrative, if Tampa Bay is leading the American League East and by virtue could be the number one seed in the American League postseason, aren't we going to get some of the, hey, best player on the best team, and it's in a division that gets all the national headlines, knowing with the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, you're going to have plenty of focal points that are honed right in on the Tampa Bay Rays. Right now, Dave, as we begin play today, they're in first place, as I mentioned, and I think this would be an add to the portfolio of looking at a guy in Junior Caminero who right now has 22 home runs. Yordan Alvarez has 25. Junior Caminero, 52 RBI. Yordan has 58. There's only three players. Actually, I should take that back. There's four players. Actually, five. Okay. There are five players with 20 or more homers right now in the American League. Byron Buxton leads the category at 25, tied with Yordan Alvarez. Junior Caminero, Ben Rice have 22 apiece. And then Colson Montgomery with the Chicago White Sox has 20. This is a play, again, on the narrative side, but also the crescendo of where Caminero, he's a showman. He's got personality. He's going to attract people talking about him. And Dave, how many times have we seen where people will go back to best player on the best team? If that's the case, then I think you would want to get a little bit of Junior Caminero 20-1 for American League MVP in pocket right now.
Yeah, the numbers have come way down now in the Rays with this hot streak here in the Yankees cool streak. They're plus 210 to win the division. You would think, boy, the Rays won it, and Caminero is the driving force behind it. And the names ahead of him on non-winning teams like Bobby Witt Jr., Nick Kurtz, and Yordan Alvarez, yeah, I think that could be a really good price point here on the Caminero side to hop in. But again, Yordan Alvarez, if you're looking to back him, just remember, people, he might not be on this roster if they decide to move him. Then he goes to the National League. That bet would be cooked. You've got some bets already in pocket here today, Jensen, for VSiN Pro subscribers. I thought you put the Nats on the no-fly zone. Are they back below the hard decks today?
New week, new feel. And this is more of a situational spot, and we hope it's advantageous considering what the Nats have done to us at least this past week. Okay, the Red Sox, an incredibly emotional win last night, an emotional four-game sweep of their hated arch rival, the New York Yankees. Let's match it up with a situational spot that I think could be advantageous for us. Let's play the Nationals at plus one. That's actually at a plus price, plus 105 in Fenway Park tonight. They are 30-13. The Nats are, David, covering the run line as a road team. That is the best mark in Major League Baseball. We're going to play an under, but an alternate under nine to spit the hook here at minus $1.48. A lot of 8.5s out there, so I want to give us a little clearance knowing how awful that Nationals bullpen has been. Now, what we like here is that when the Red Sox are a home team, which they are tonight, they're 24-15-2 to the under, and they got a great arm on the mound tonight in Ranger Suarez. So I think you're going to have a couple of things coming to a head here. Nats on the road, been great, and we get a little breathing room with the plus one, and we'll also enter on under nine for an alternate total to back two teams that should keep this one close tonight.
You know, we talk about it a lot, Jensen. I'll ask you again, because I think a lot of people are going to go, man, I certainly want to back the Red Sox now that they've won four games in a row here against their arch enemies in the Yankees. Carry that over. It's a Sunday night into Monday. Here come the Nats scuffling as of late. That momentum in Major League Baseball in those clubhouses, that is a tangible thing.
Absolutely. And again, just what you expended to get through not only the weekend, but just last night and knowing how it transpired. Heck, we were in no-hitter territory with Sonny Gray. All of a sudden, that goes by the wayside. To that end, Dave, I'd also look at backing an under as the Yankees return home tonight to take on a Tiger team that will have Casey Mize on the hill. How about the last nine consecutive starts by Casey Mize? The under has hit for the Detroit Tigers. Back that up with Ryan Weathers pitching on the other side. He has been really sharp his last two starts, a .146 ERA. I think we play the under eight, minus $1.25 for Tigers-Yankees in that series opener at Yankee Stadium tonight.
All right, we'll get your full card here coming up a little bit later on in Best Bets here on the Major League Baseball docket. And also, again, VSiN Pro subscribers will have access to all that information as well. But when we come back, let's get to the king of Connecticut and see what's on the brilliant mind of one Will Hill. That is next right here on VSiN by the Books.